I don't know anyone who likes politics. Yet politics has its own interest page on Facebook with nearly 2 million likes, so obviously I choose not to run in those circles. Wait, that's Google Plus. Anyway, I think it's safe to say to many, politics is the mammogram or colonoscopy of democracy. It's a dreaded but necessary procedure that's always uncomfortable, aggravates individual sensitivity, and can ultimately expose cancers in the system. Depending on your interpretation of the scans, those cancers can be individual candidates or the political process itself and how it evolved into its current state. Those who see political cancer cells are certain that malignant tumors have metastasized throughout the political body into all of today's vital organs, like lobbyists, special interest groups, the paid-for inundation of mass media to deliver message, basically the regulation or lacking regulation of campaign finance. To simplify the diagnosis, political cancer is money. And that cancer has plowed through every tattered lymph node, entered the bloodstream, and created a political system that, in this context, can only be described as a stage four political process. Meanwhile, regardless of party, those whose interests have been served through effective lobbying, those who've won elections with this stage four political process, they acknowledge that the cancer exists, sure, but why treat it? Why radiate it? Why throw chemo at it when they've learned how to successfully live with the diagnosis? Treating the cancer is simply a chronic condition. The fact is, today, every American does live with this chronic political condition. Just turn on the television. Just fire up the internet. Just follow the money. And sadly, like many who face such a dire stage four diagnosis, a high percentage of Americans have completely given up, ignoring the symptoms, removed from the process, resigned to a cureless inevitability. There's no more fight, only bitter exhaustion. That's a choice, a selfish choice. I don't know anyone who likes politics. No one likes a cancer diagnosis, but the brave research, educate themselves, formulate a fight, and actively participate in their life's path, if not for their future, for the future of others. Those who fight cancer in their own way all become part of potential treatment, potential advancements, and perhaps eventually, a cure.